Hey everybody, welcome back. Today we're going to be doing something kind of different.
Yeah.
A little bit of a deep dive into the world of material handlers.
Material handlers, interesting.
Yeah, and you know what they do, right, Em?
I think so.
So we're going to skip kind of the basic job description, really get into like the details, you know.
A deeper dive.
We've got a ton of information for this. We've got job postings, we've got salary surveys, we've got...
Yeah,
I
haven't found some industry forums.
Oh, cool.
Where actual material handlers are talking.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So we're gonna really get into the details here.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might know already what a material handler does, but I was surprised.
What's surprising?
By how much variety there is.
Oh.
Like, it's not just moving boxes.
Yeah, right. It's so much more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, what are some of the other things that, I mean, our sources here are saying that, you know, these guys are doing quality control.
Yeah.
They're checking to make sure that, like, you know, the shipments match what was actually ordered.
Mm-hmm.
Even, you know, sometimes they're even handling waste disposal. I mean, there's a lot that goes into keeping, you know, any warehouse running smoothly.
Yeah. And I read this one forum post from this guy, and he was talking about, you know, he has to learn, like, all the specific stacking patterns for different types of cargo.
I can imagine that, right?
Yeah.
You can't just stack things, you know, willy-nilly.
Because you got to keep it stable.
Yep.
During shipping. I mean, who knew there was like so much strategy involved?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's interesting, right? Because all these different industries, manufacturing, construction, e-commerce,
right.
I mean, all of these, you know, industries really rely heavily on these folks.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. And speaking of industries, let's talk money.
Okay. Yeah.
I know this is, you know, always the big question.
Yeah.
Our sources put the average salary around $36,873 annually, but that's just kind of the starting point, right?
Right. And so much of it really depends on where you are, you know? Like, I mean, even within, you know, the same city, you'll see differences based on industry, company size, even whether the role's unionized.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. And look, one source I saw mentioned that material handlers in, you know, the tech sector, you know, because it's booming.
Yeah.
They're commanding top dollar, right?
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I bet experience also plays a big...
Absolutely, yeah.
Factor.
Yeah. And our data actually shows that, you know, those entry-level positions, they're typically falling, you know, in that 30 to 34,000 range.
Okay.
But once you get, you know, a few years under your belt, you can jump to like 35 to 42.
Oh, that's good.
And then, you know, those senior-level roles can hit 50 to 60,000, you know, especially if they're doing something specialized like handling hazardous materials or something. So
there's definitely room for growth.
Lots of room. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
But is this a field with like a future, you know? What does the job outlook look like?
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they're projecting 6% growth, you know?
That's pretty solid.
That's a healthy outlook. Yeah. From 2021 to 2031.
Why is it growing? What's
It's all about the trends. E-commerce isn't slowing down anytime soon. And, you know, more warehouses, more goods to move, more demand, you know, for skilled material handlers.
So this isn't just a job. It's like a career.
A career.
With potential.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what does it take to become a material handler?
Well, you know, typically it's a high school diploma or GED.
Okay.
That's usually the starting point.
Yeah.
But, you know, some employers actually prefer candidates, you know, with further education.
Like, you know, an associate's degree in logistics or supply chain management.
Right.
Or
so it's not like a must have.
No.
But it definitely gives you an edge.
For sure.
Especially if you want to, like, climb the ladder.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, you know, there's always on-the-job training. I mean, you know, this field's all about hands-on experience.
Speaking of hands-on, our sources mention forklift operation a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I imagine the certification is really important.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a lot of cases, OSHA requires it.
Okay.
So, you know, you got to pass a certification exam.
Yeah.
Renew it every 3 years. I mean, it's not just about, you know, driving it. It's about understanding load capacity, lifting techniques.
Right.
And, you know, most importantly, safety.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are there any other certifications that would make someone stand out? You know, our sources mentioned a couple, like, you know, if you want to handle hazardous materials, HAZMAT certification, obviously.
Yeah,
and then if you're interested in operating larger equipment, you know, you can get a commercial driver's license.
Nice.
You know, a CDL.
So those are good ways to boost your, like,
oh yeah,
earning potential and show that you have specialized
knowledge. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not all about, you know, the technical stuff, you know, the soft skills. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're just as important.
Right. You can't just be a robot.
Right. Exactly.
Operating machinery.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are some of the key soft skills?
I mean, first and foremost, communication is huge, right?
Yeah.
Imagine you're in this fast-paced warehouse. Things are constantly changing. You need to, like, you know, relay information to your team.
Yeah.
Clear, concise communication can literally prevent accidents.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
Costly mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What else?
Well, you know, a good material handler needs strong math skills.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, we're not talking about, you know, advanced calculus here, but you got to be able to, you know, accurately track inventory,
yeah,
you know, calculate weights and dimensions, make sure those numbers add up.
Yeah. I bet problem solving skills are important too.
Oh, huge.
You know, like
things. Make the delays go to plan.
Yeah. A shipment arrives, damaged.
Yeah.
A piece of equipment malfunctions.
Right.
There's a sudden surge in orders.
Yeah.
I mean,
you got to be on your toes.
Right. Yeah. You got to be able to think on your feet.
Yeah.
Troubleshoot issues.
Yeah.
You know, come up with creative solutions to keep things moving.
So it's like you're kind of a detective in a world of boxes and forklifts.
Yeah.
What about, like, organization and attention to detail?
Oh, huge. I mean, those seem important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A well-organized material handler contributes to a safer, more efficient work environment. I mean, they know where everything is. They keep their workspace tidy. They can quickly locate, you know, the right materials.
Right.
When they're needed.
It's all about being efficient.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And having a smooth workflow. And let's be real.
Right.
This is a pretty physically demanding job.
Lifting, carrying, being on your feet for hours.
Yeah.
You need stamina. You need strength to thrive in this role.
So it's not just mental agility.
Right.
It's like a full body.
It's a full body workout.
Workout.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the different work environments.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of, you know, what kind of places are we talking about here?
I mean, probably when people think about it, they're picturing, you know, those massive warehouses you see in movies.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that are just packed with shelves, just bustling with activity.
Right, right, right.
But, you know,
yeah,
it's a lot more diverse than that.
I bet.
I mean, you got to think about manufacturing plants where you're handling raw materials, components.
Right.
Construction sites where you're moving heavy equipment, supplies.
And all those specialized environments we mentioned, like refrigerated warehouses.
Yeah. Right. Ones for, like,
places with hazardous material.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the work environment can really shape the entire experience.
So let's unpack that. What are some of the
key
differences in these settings?
You're right. The environment can make all the difference. Let's take a warehouse, for example.
Yeah.
You might picture a massive space with endless rows of shelves, like you said, like a
kind of a sci-fi movie.
Yeah. But, you know, there's different types of warehouses, each with their own unique challenges.
Oh, so,
Think about, you know, those fast-paced distribution centers for e-commerce companies.
Yeah.
I mean, those places are all about speed and efficiency. Mm-hmm. Material handlers there are constantly on the move.
Yeah.
They're picking, they're packing, they're keeping up with this relentless flow of goods.
That sounds intense, but also kind of exciting.
Right? I bet those folks have to be, like, incredibly organized and adaptable.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, what about, like, contrast that with a manufacturing plant?
Okay. So now we're shifting gears from moving boxes to building things, right?
Right, right, right.
So.
Yeah. So what's it like in a manufacturing in that environment?
It's a whole different ballgame.
I mean, you're often working with, you know, raw materials.
Yeah.
Components.
Yeah.
You know? Making sure that the production line has everything it needs to keep running. So.
So it's less about speed and more about, like,
I'd say it's more about precision and timing.
Yeah, precision and timing.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine, you know, a car assembly line. I mean, if the material handler doesn't deliver
right.
the right parts at the right moment,
yeah.
I mean, the whole operation can just like grind to a halt.
Wow. So the pressure's
on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet problem solving skills are really
crucial. Yeah. Anticipate potential bottlenecks.
Yeah.
You know, think on your feet.
Yeah.
Come up with solutions quickly.
Speaking of challenges, what about those specialized environments?
Okay.
Like, you know,
yeah, yeah.
The refrigerated.
The refrigerated warehouses.
Warehouses or places handling hazardous.
The places where your materials.
The hazardous materials,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like those are definitely not for everyone.
Not for everyone, but for those who thrive in those kind of unique and, you know, sometimes demanding settings.
Yeah.
They can be incredibly rewarding. So
I can only imagine the level of focus.
Yeah.
And attention to detail you need in those roles.
Yeah. Imagine, you know, working in like a pharmaceutical warehouse.
Yeah.
Where like temperature control is, you know, absolutely critical for maintaining the integrity of the medication.
Right.
Or picture yourself in a chemical plant where every movement has to be, you know, carefully calculated to ensure safety.
It's a whole different level of like responsibility.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I bet those specialized roles often come with like higher salaries.
Yep.
The more specialized the skills, the higher the earning potential.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
that makes sense. So we've talked about these different environments, but before we move on, I'm kind of curious about something.
Okay, yeah.
Like our sources mentioned a lot of like frequently asked questions about this career path.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the like...
Well, one question that comes up all the time is like people want to know, you know, the specific duties of a material handler, right?
Right.
And I wonder what they'd be doing on a, you know...
What does it look like?
Yeah, day-to-day basis, so...
Right. It's one thing to have like the general idea.
Right.
But it's another to understand
you really,
like the nitty gritty.
You really understand that, the role.
Yeah. So.
So how do our sources break that down?
Well, I mean, our sources, you know, they break it down pretty simply. They say, you know, a material handler's primary responsibility is to ensure that there's a smooth flow of goods, within the warehouse, the facility.
Right.
And that involves, you know, loading and unloading shipments, transporting materials between different areas, staging goods for shipment, maintaining accurate inventory records.
Wow. So it's pretty dynamic, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's both, you know, physical work and a good amount of organization, you know.
Yeah.
Record keeping, so.
Right.
Yeah.
And that can vary a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on the industry.
For sure.
Right.
It all depends on the specific industry, the work environment.
Yeah. Another question I see a lot is, like, the difference between, like...
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
A material handler and a warehouse worker.
That's a great question.
Like, are those terms interchangeable?
And... You know, it's one that causes a lot of confusion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, sometimes those terms are used interchangeably.
Right.
But there are subtle but important distinctions, so.
Okay. So, like, help me understand the nuances here.
Think of it this way. A warehouse worker might have a broader range of responsibilities, right?
Okay.
Including, you know, stocking shelves, cleaning the workspace, fulfilling customer orders. So, you know, they're more like, you know, a generalist.
Why? Yeah. Handling a variety.
Handling various tasks within the warehouse.
Yeah.
Whereas material handlers tend to, you know, focus more specifically on the movement and management of materials. They're the ones operating the forklifts, using the pallet jacks, making sure that materials are stored and transported safely and efficiently.
So they're more specialized in like the art of moving stuff.
Yeah. It's all about
that movement.
And that leads to another question. Like, what's the difference between a material handler and a forklift operator?
That's another common one.
Like, is that the same thing?
Not necessarily, you know?
Right.
Because a material handler might operate a forklift as part of their job.
Right.
But a forklift operator, you know, their primary focus is just that, right?
Right.
Operating the forklift.
Right.
I mean, they're the experts, you know?
Right.
In safely and efficiently...
Right.
Moving heavy loads, navigating tight spaces, you know, understanding those intricacies.
It's a whole different thing.
It is. It's like, you know, comparing a surgeon to a general practitioner.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They both, you know, have medical knowledge.
Right.
But their areas of expertise.
They're very different.
Yeah. So now what about the difference between a material handler and a package handler?
That's another common point of confusion.
Yeah.
You know, and the key difference there is in the scope of their work, right?
Right.
Package handlers, as the name suggests,
they
primarily handle packages, right?
For delivery
services.
Yeah.
They're the folks sorting, scanning, loading packages
onto
delivery trucks.
So their world is much narrower.
It's narrower. It's all about those packages,
the
final stages
of
delivery. So
material handlers is more.
Right. Whereas material handlers work with a broader range of materials throughout the supply chain.
Yeah.
They might be involved in, you know, receiving shipments, transporting materials between different areas of a facility, staging goods for shipment.
So it's more diverse.
It's a lot more diverse, yeah.
More multifaceted.
Absolutely. Now, here's another one that comes up a lot. Yeah. Are material handlers considered direct labor?
Okay, I'll admit, I'm not entirely sure.
That's a good question. Yeah. And the answer can vary, you know, depending on the industry, the company. But generally speaking, you know, direct labor refers to those employees who are directly involved in the production of goods or services.
So in a manufacturing setting, like...
Oh, right. Like in manufacturing, it would be the workers on the assembly line,
the ones who are building the product.
Yeah, building the product. So... Would a material handler be considered...
And in a lot of cases...
Yeah, like a manufacturing setting.
They're considered part of that direct labor because they're playing a crucial role in ensuring that there's that smooth flow of materials needed for production.
So by keeping the line side by neck. Yeah, by keeping that production line supply.
Directly contributing
to
the product.
Yeah. They're an essential link in that manufacturing process, so...
Now, one last frequently asked question was about like career advancement opportunities.
That's a big one.
People want to know. What's the potential for growth?
Potential for growth.
For growth in this field, right? Yeah. So what are some of those pathways?
Yeah. What
are for advance-wise?
Well, you know, one common route is to, you know, move into like a supervisory role, right? Like a warehouse supervisor, a lead material handler, something like that. And those positions, you know, often involve overseeing a team of material handlers, you know, managing workflows, ensuring that everyone is following the safety protocol. So
you're taking on more responsibility.
Yeah, you're taking on more responsibility, more leadership duties.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Another pathway, you know, is to specialize in a particular area, you know.
Like become the hazardous materials.
Right. Like you could become, you know, like the AGV mat expert.
Right.
Or, you know, you could go into, you know, inventory control, logistics coordination.
So you can find a niche.
Find your niche.
And that can open up more opportunities.
Absolutely. And as we said earlier, you know, those certifications, they can be a great way to, you know, demonstrate your skills and boost your earning potential.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all about like... learning and developing.
Yeah, continuous learning and development. Absolutely. Yeah. So even though this might seem like kind of a behind-the-scenes role, there's actually a lot of...
Yeah, for sure. There's tons of potential.
It's potential for growth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I know we spent a lot of time talking about, like, you know, the ins and outs of, like, the job itself.
Yeah.
But let's kind of shift gears here.
Okay, yeah.
And let's talk about something I think... you know, will really resonate with, you know, the listener, which is like, you know, what makes someone really good at this job?
Yeah.
You know,
what are those personality traits, those motivations?
Personality traits,
That makes someone...
What kind of...
The perfect...
Person thrives?
Yeah. What kind of person...
Is material handler?
Like excels in this role.
I'm all ears. Let's get into those personality traits.
All right. So first and foremost, you got to be someone who enjoys a hands-on, dynamic work environment.
Right. This isn't a desk job.
No.
You're constantly on the move. You're, you know, interacting with people. You're adapting.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, if you're someone who thrives on like routine and predictability, this might not be the best fit. But if you enjoy like a little bit of variety, a fast-paced atmosphere, this could be right up your alley.
And I imagine a good dose of like problem solving
at
scale come
in handy too.
Things don't always go according to plan, right? I mean, shipments arrive late, equipment malfunctions, orders change.
Right.
Suddenly you got to
think on your feet, troubleshoot issues, come up with, you know, creative.
You're not just following instructions.
Yeah.
You're actively.
Yeah, just a robot.
You're thinking.
And adapting. Yeah. It's like a
constant
puzzle. Yeah. And speaking of puzzles, attention to detail is crucial.
In a world of like inventory codes and shipping labels and safety protocols.
Right. Yeah. One small mistake can have
huge
consequences.
Have a big impact.
Absolutely. You got to be able to spot discrepancies, you know, double check your work, make sure that things are accurate every step of the way.
And that must be even more important, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely.
In those specialized environments.
Yeah.
They talked about
like handling hazardous materials. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in those settings, even a, you know, seemingly minor oversight
can have serious
safety
implications. So attention to detail is paramount.
Yeah. So we've talked a lot about individual skills, but I also get the sense that like teamwork is a big part of this job too.
Oh, absolutely. Material handlers rarely work in isolation.
Right.
They're constantly interacting with their colleagues,
right,
communicating with other departments, collaborating to keep everything running.
Strong communication skills
smoothly.
Are essential. Right.
Right, for sure. You know, you got to be able to clearly convey information, listen attentively to others, work effectively as part of a team.
And I bet like a sense of humor.
Oh, absolutely.
Helps too, right?
Yeah, especially when things get stressful.
Right, right.
Yeah. I mean, a positive attitude, the ability to like, you know, maintain a sense of humor even under pressure can make a huge difference in the overall work environment.
So it's a mix of hard skills
and
soft skills
and
a certain kind of personality that thrives in a
It's a unique blend. It's physicality, mental agility, a collaborative spirit,
and dealing with the unexpected.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you know, I know that you know, the listener is probably eager to hear more about like those specific industries we touched on earlier. You know, where would you steer someone who's intrigued by this world of material handling, but, you know, not sure where to start exploring? So
where would you point them?
Well, you know, I always tell people, consider your interests and your strengths, right?
Yeah.
When choosing a career path. So
if they're like drawn to the fast pace.
If you're drawn to that, you know,
world of e-commerce.
Fast paced, ever evolving world of e-commerce.
The fulfillment centers
are
a hotbed of opportunity.
Those massive fulfillment centers, you know, for all those online retailers are a hotbed. So
it's all about
That's
all
speed and keeping up with that confidence.
Keeping up with those orders.
Flow of orders. Yeah, yeah.
Now, if they're more
But if you're mechanically inclined and they enjoy like the
precision
of manufacturing, like working
in a factory setup.
That might be a better fit for you.
Be a better fit.
Yeah.
There's some people really like.
Yeah, and you get that. Like, you see the results.
Yeah, you see the results. You see.
You're building something.
Yeah, you see raw materials being transformed.
Yeah, you take raw materials.
Into a finished.
And then become a car.
Yeah, absolutely. And then for those who, you know,
yeah,
thrive on challenge and, you know, a bit of adrenaline, you know, we talked about those specialized environments.
Right.
You know.
Handling hazardous materials, working in extreme temperatures. I mean, those are a unique
set of
opportunities. Yeah. Absolutely. And it takes like a special kind of person to excel in those roles. But the rewards can be immense.
But the rewards can be huge. So
it's all about finding.
It's all about finding the right niche.
Yeah.
Within this vast and diverse field.
Yeah. Yeah. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the like key takeaway you want to leave our listener?
Yeah. If you're looking for a career
that combines, you know, physical work, mental stimulation, and the satisfaction of knowing that you're playing like a crucial role in, you know, this whole world of goods and services, material handling.
It's a field that's often overlooked.
But it's full of potential.
It is. It's full of potential for growth, for specialization.
Yeah.
And, you know, dare I say it, a bit of adventure.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit
of adventure, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of material handlers. We hope you've, you know, gained some valuable insights.
Hopefully.
And maybe even discovered a career path that
maybe found a career path.
Starts your interest.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning.
Yeah.
And remember, every time you receive a package,
every time you use a product, there's a skilled material handler.
Yeah.
Who's somewhere along the line.
Make it possible.
Yeah, absolutely. So we talked about the skills, the environments, even some of those like common questions that people have about this career path. But now I want to get into like what kind of person thrives as a material handler? Like what are those personality traits?
Yeah. It's not just about having like, you know, a strong back and a forklift certification. Yeah. You know, it takes a certain kind of mindset.
It's a certain mindset to really,
really excel in this field.
In this field. First and foremost, you know, you got to be someone who enjoys like a hands-on, dynamic
job.
Work environment. You know, this is
so you're constantly moving, you're interacting with people.
You're constantly on the move. You're interacting with people.
Yeah.
You're adapting to different situations.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. So, you know, if you're someone who thrives on like routine and predictability, this might not be the best fit, right?
Right, you're going to be bored.
You're going to be bored, but, you know, if you enjoy a little bit of variety.
A fast-paced
atmosphere, this could be right up your alley.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I imagine a good dose of, like, problem
solver.
That's
cool. Got to be a problem solver.
Comes in handy, too.
Because, you know, things don't always go according to plan. Shipments arrive late.
Right.
Equipment malfunctions.
Right.
Orders change suddenly, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta
be on your toes.
Think on your feet, troubleshoot issues, come up with creative solutions.
So you're not just following instructions. You're
right. You're not just a robot, right?
Actively
thinking.
Adapting, adapting.
It's a constant.
It's like a constant puzzle.
It's like a constant puzzle. Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of puzzles, attention to detail, I think.
Oh, huge. Attention to detail is crucial.
Yeah.
Really important. Right?
Absolutely. And, you know, in a world of like inventory codes and shipping labels and safety protocols, one small mistake.
Small mistake can have, huge
consequences. You got to be able to spot discrepancies, you know, double check your work, make sure things are accurate every step.
So assume that it's
all good to go.
And that's even more important, I think, you know, in those.
Right. Especially with hazardous materials and stuff.
Specialized environments. We talked about like, you know, handling hazardous materials, working in extreme temperatures in those settings.
Yeah.
You know, even a like seemingly minor oversight can have.
Yeah, the stakes are higher.
Serious safety implications. So attention to detail is paramount.
Yeah. So we talked a lot about individual skills.
Right.
But I get the sense that, like, teamwork.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Is a big part of this job, too.
Yeah. Material handlers, I mean, they rarely work in isolation. Right?
Right. It's a collaborative.
They're constantly interacting with their colleagues, communicating with other departments.
Right.
You know, collaborating to keep everything running smoothly. So
So strong communication skills, I imagine, are essential.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You gotta be able to, you know, clearly convey information.
Right.
Listen attentively to others, work effectively as part of a team.
And I bet like a sense of humor helps too.
Yeah.
Especially when things get stressful.
So things get stressful. Right.
Right, right.
I mean, a positive attitude and the ability to like, you know, maintain a sense of humor even under pressure can make a huge difference.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
In the overall work environment.
So it's a mix of hard skills.
It is.
And very, very unique
blend
that thrives in this.
Mental agility, a collaborative spirit. So.
Well, hey, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of material handlers. We hope you learned something new today. And maybe even, who knows, maybe you discovered a career path that you might be interested in.
You never know.
Yeah. So until next time, keep on learning.